Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Lana Nguyen, Senior Marketing Manager for TCMA at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center.
And we're talking because this Tuesday kicks off the live concert series on the Plaza. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for highlighting our concert series. It's one of DC's longest running free concert series. As you mentioned, we're celebrating our 20th season, and we're just really excited to be back out on the Plaza and, you know, have the community come out and enjoy some live music.
Remind us that I know it kicks off Tuesday, but how often, how regular are these concerts going to be, and what time during the afternoon, all that kind of stuff?
Sure. Yep. We kick off on Tuesday, July 6th, and we'll run through Friday, September 3rd, every weekday with performances from noon to 1 p.m.
Cool. So is the idea that, you know, people that either work at the Reagan Building or maybe even nearby can swing by like on their lunch break and check out the music?
Exactly. It's a great destination to bring your lunch outside. We're also kind of in between the National Mall and, you know, the business district north of Pennsylvania Avenue. So it's a bit of a thoroughfare, and we love to have, you know, locals, tourists, office workers, everyone come out and join us. It's a great spot to just sit outside and enjoy some live music.
Now, remind us where, you know, you and I know, but just in case some of our listeners don't know, remind everyone where the Reagan Building is situated in the city.
Yeah, we're right in the heart of downtown DC, 13th and Pennsylvania Avenue.
Awesome. And then where is the music itself going to happen? You mentioned it's going to be, is it right outside?
Yep, it's at Woodrow Wilson Plaza. So you just walk down and you'll see all the signage for it. We'll have, you know, banners out and signage. So it's right outside of the building on Woodrow Wilson Plaza.
Cool. Now give me a sense of all the different kind of musical genres that we might hear, because it looks like, you know, it looks like quite a variety.
Yeah, we love to have a variety of musical genres. There's truly something for everyone. We have everything from jazz and country to go-go and mariachi. We really love to just highlight a lot of the local musicians and performers from around the DMV region. So there is truly something for everyone. And we've got it all in our performance schedule.
Great. And no worries if you don't have it at your fingertips, but could you run through any, like a list of some of the bands?
Sure. We've got new this year, actually, U.S. Army band Pershing's Own will be joining us every Tuesday of the concert series. And each week they'll feature a different ensemble. So that's something that we're really excited to have this year. We've got country music from a band called Country Memories, jazz from the Dave Wilson Group, you know, old school R&B from Sherletta Settles, Caribbean from a steel drum band. There's so much going on, and our full schedule is available on our website and on, you know, our Eventbrite page.
Great. Yeah. And we'll link to it on WTOP.com as well, so I can see the full lineup, but it sounds like a good little group of different genres there. So in addition to the music, there's also games. It's called Play on the Plaza. Explain what that is.
Yeah, we've got Play on the Plaza back. It's just, you know, a really another really fun activity to do outside if you're on your lunch break. So it's we've got Giant Connect Four, we've got Cornhole, so you can challenge your coworkers, your friends while you're out enjoying live music.
Great. And then in addition, there's a farmer's market.
Yep. We welcomed back our farmer's market. It is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. also out on Woodrow Wilson Plaza. So while you're out on your lunch break, you know, grab some lunch at the farmer's market, you know, take it down, find a table and just, you know, listen to some live music.
Great. So there's music, there's games, and there's farmer's market. So you could literally hear a bluegrass song, win a game of cornhole, and pick up some produce. You can do it all on your lunch break.
Exactly.
Nice. Cool. Well, take me a little, you mentioned a little bit earlier that it's the 20th year, but take me into sort of the history, like back in whatever year it was it the year 2000? Like what was the idea behind launching it in the first place?
Sure. Exactly. Live launched in 2000 as part of the Reagan Building's mission to offer free public programming on Wilson Plaza. So that really supports our mission to create this really open, active, and inviting atmosphere for the community, you know, both locals and tourists. And as I mentioned, you know, establish that pedestrian link between the National Mall and the business district north of Pennsylvania Avenue. So really just, you know, bridging all those areas and audiences together and really creating that destination for the community here at the Reagan Building.
And I assume it's all free, like you don't have to pay anything, do you?
Absolutely, yep. Free concert series. The games are all free to enjoy. And, you know, our farmer's market is here every Friday. And we've got such a great, you know, lineup of vendors with artisanal treats, really great lunch options, and, you know, just farm fresh produce available too.
Great. So now I know it started in the year 2000, and this would have been the 21st year because it's 2021, but you had to miss last year because of the pandemic. Explain, you know, how that was, you know, obviously it was disappointing to have to cancel last year, but why that makes it more exciting to come back this year.
Yeah, we were, you know, sad we weren't able to host it last year, but I think it was just kind of a tough year for a lot of folks, you know, in the industry and just with a lot of restrictions out there. And so we thought it best to just not have the concert series. But that, as you mentioned, it just, we're just that much more excited to have everyone back on the plaza and just to see all the activity and energy back outside. And so we're really looking forward to Tuesday and kicking everything off with our first show.
Great. And I assume, are there any lingering COVID restrictions or is it pretty much back to normal since it's an outside thing?
Yep. Since it's outside, I don't believe we have any restrictions. Actually, can I follow back up with you on that?
Yeah, yeah. I basically just want to know, I'll cut that out of the audio.
Okay, I'm sorry.
just email me, like, if there's, if I don't hear from you, I'll assume it's, you know, like no restrictions, but if you okay. do find out that you're like, oh crap, masks are required and such or whatever, like then just shoot me an email and let me know. But otherwise I'll just assume that it's, you know, I'll just leave it out.
Okay. I think we'll have hand sanitizer stations available throughout, but masks are not required, I don't believe, but I'll definitely get confirmation for you.
Gotcha.
Sorry about that.
No worries. I know it's a fluid situation and vaccines are coming and cases are dropping, but some places still have rules. So anyways, I just figured I'd check.
No, I appreciate it.
All right, cool. Anything else? I mean, have you gotten any good feedback from people maybe in past years that have come up to you afterwards and said, wow, this really, you know, brightened my day, my work day. Talk about sort of like, you know, the work day can be a grind and be kind of, you know, boring and or hard at times. So talk about how this is sort of a release, an oasis, if you will, in the city for that.
Yeah, we definitely have regulars. We have office workers nearby who are always outside and just really enjoy the music. And so we do. We have great feedback year after year about how awesome it is to have this free, you know, concert series available to anyone who wants to attend. And, you know, as I mentioned, there's really just such a variety of musical genres out there, and it's always enjoyable. And trust me, people get out and they start dancing, you know, right in front of the stage. So it's definitely, you know, a really fun thing to do during the lunch break. And we definitely have some folks who are missing it and excited to have it back.
Yeah, it's probably hard to go back to work for the rest of your shift. Or actually, maybe it provides an extra, you know, kick in the pants to give you a little extra energy to finish out the day. Maybe we'll view it like that.
Exactly. There you go.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for joining us. Again, it's the live concert series on the plaza at the Reagan Building. It kicks off this Tuesday and it runs weekdays. So Monday to Friday from noon to 1 p.m. for your lunch breaks. And it goes until September 3rd. So all summer to enjoy it. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. This will be a cool piece, I think.
Thank you so much for having me.